From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his series in Hebrews chapter 11 as he brings the concluding portion of a message called Jesus, the Supreme Object of Faith. The spirit of chapter 11 carries over into chapter 12, where verses 1 and 2 teach us that believers are called to run with patience the race that is set before us. We are to run looking unto Jesus. The apostle lists five things about Christ that believers are to look at. The first of these is who He is. Then we're to consider what Christ is and what He did. He's called the author and finisher of our faith. He committed Himself to accomplishing the Father's will, dying on the cross to atone for the sins of His people. Like the Savior, the race for God's people involves the way of the cross. Also, we're to look at how and why Christ did what He did. As Dr. Cairns explains, it was by faith. Finally, we're to look at where He is, set down at the right hand of God. There is the ultimate goal of our race of faith, to be with Christ, which is far better. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from Morning by Morning, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon.
This morning's text is found in Psalm 27 and verse 14. Wait on the Lord. It may seem an easy thing to wait, but it is one of the postures which a Christian soldier learns not without years of teaching. Marching and quick marching are much easier to God's warriors than standing still. There are hours of perplexity when the most willing spirit, anxiously desirous to serve the Lord, knows not what part to take. Then what shall it do? Vex itself by despair? Fly back in cowardice, turn to the right hand in fear, or rush forward in presumption? No, but simply wait. Wait in prayer, however. Call upon God and spread the case before Him. Tell Him your difficulty and plead His promise of aid. In dilemmas between one duty and another, it is sweet to be as humble as a child and wait with simplicity of soul upon the Lord. It is sure to be well with us when we feel and know our own folly, and are heartily willing to be guided by the will of God. But wait in faith. Express your unstaggering confidence in Him, for unfaithful, untrusting waiting is but an insult to the Lord. Believe that if He keep you tarrying even till midnight, yet He will come at the right time. The vision shall come and shall not tarry. Wait in quiet patience, not rebelling because you are under the affliction, but blessing your God for it. Never murmur against the second cause, as the children of Israel did against Moses. Never wish you could go back to the world again, but accept the case as it is, and put it as it stands, simply and with your whole heart, not with self-will, into the hand of your covenant God, and say, Now, Lord, not my will, but Thine be done. I know not what to do. I am brought to extremities. But I will wait until Thou shalt cleave the floods, or drive back my foes. I will wait, if Thou keep me many a day. For my heart is fixed upon Thee alone, O God, and my spirit waiteth for Thee, in the full conviction that Thou wilt yet be my joy and my salvation, my refuge and my strong tower.
Thank you.
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're glad that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We continue to receive encouraging responses to these broadcasts, and your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you would be interested in learning more about the Free Presbyterian Church, you might like to receive a copy of our booklet, Separated Under the Gospel, which briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That, and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts, is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as what is the gospel, how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century, and can you be sure you're saved? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Live the present in the light of the past, especially in the light of Calvary. You only live the present in the light of the future, in the light of God's eternity. That's how to live the present. Now, if you live that way, faith following Christ will lay aside the immediate gratification, the immediate thrill, the immediate feeling, the immediate gain, for the eternal. Faith will even lay aside the things that in themselves are unobjectionable for the greater glory of God in saving souls. Remember what I said a little earlier. If you have 7 pounds of gold in a bag, it will slow you up just as much as 7 pounds of lead. There was no sin in C.T. Studd being left $1 million way back in the last century, when $1 million really meant something. There was no sin in him being left an inheritance of $1 million. But faith in C.T. Studd gave it all away, down to the last penny, in order that he should pursue the glory of God in the evangelization of a lost world. Did C.T. Studd follow Christ? Did he make the right decision? When we stand before God under our thousands from China, even millions, and there are thousands, even millions from India, and millions from Africa, the three great scenes of Studd's personal labors, and they stand before God saved through the ministry of that man and the men whom he led to the mission field through his example. Tell me, will there be any doubt that he did the right thing? Faith even sets aside what's good in itself for what is eternally better. But the word for the joy that was set before him, can mean, and many people think must mean here, on account of. It's not the usual word for that. But the idea is that through life and death, he kept the final glory in view. Now that's how you live by faith. Faith endures the afflictions. Faith runs through the pain, looking to the reward and the rewarder. Do you notice what it says? It's the same word, actually, in the original scriptures, just as it's the same word in English. Verse 1, the race is set before us. Verse 2, the joy was set before Christ and also before those who follow him. The promise of glory is true. Faith endures in the light of this truth. And it says with Paul the Apostle in those outstanding words of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day, for our light affliction. Now the next time you're tempted to gripe, think of those words of Paul. Our light affliction. What is this light affliction? Go back to verse 8. Troubled in every side. Perplexed, persecuted, cast down, always bearing about in our body the dying of the Lord Jesus. Over in chapter 11, he gives you a little more of this light affliction. Verse 23, in labors, in stripes, in prisons, in deaths, oft, 40 stripes, save one, 5 times, beaten with rods, 3 times, stoned, 3 times, shipwrecked at night and the day in the deep, in journeyings and perils of waters, of robbers, of countrymen, of heathen, in the city, in the wilderness, in the sea, by false brethren, in weariness, in watchings, in hunger, in thirst, in fastings, in cold, in nakedness. Quite a list. Now what do you or I know about that? Come on now, what do we know about it? And yet looking at all that, he says, our light affliction, and then you and I have the audacity to fly in the face of God because some little thing doesn't go the way our selfish minds want it to go. We have the audacity to fly in the face of God and we say, Lord, why are you doing this to me? I can't go any further.
I have to confess, many a time myself I have been in my ministry before God and had to cry, Lord, if you don't step in, I can't go any further. And then I have to be ashamed. I haven't gone one millionth of the way the Apostle Paul went. And he said it was just a light affliction. Why did he say that? It's not poetry. It's not poetic license. It's not fiction. It's fact. Why? Our light affliction is but for a moment. And it worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Why we look not at the things which are seen. That's why it was light. He didn't have his eyes on the things that were seen, but in the things that are not seen. The world doesn't understand anything of that, of course. Looking at the things that are not seen, they tell you you're ready for the lunatic asylum. But I tell you, if you're looking at the things that are seen, you're living in defeat. If you're looking at the things that are not seen, you're living in victory. Looking at the things that are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal. The things which are not seen, they are eternal. Look then unto how and why Christ did what he did. The last thing, very quickly, is look at where he is. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down, or literally sat down, at the right hand of the throne of God. Where is Jesus now? When you're running the race, look to the person, but look to where he is. He's in glory. He has conquered sin and Satan, death and hell. And he did so for us. He did so as our leader. Hebrews 6, verse 20 says he has entered in within the veil as our forerunner. He guarantees our arrival. Therefore, look unto Jesus. Don't let anything hinder you running the race. Get rid of every weight. Get your eyes on him. Don't get your eyes off the Lord. That's when your troubles commence. And as you get your eyes on the Lord, he'll give you strength and victory. Look as you run. Look constantly. Look confidently. Did he feel able? Did he feel Enoch? Did he feel Noah? Write down that list that Paul said would be really too big to be enumerated if he had given them all. Did he feel any of them? No, he didn't. And he not feel you. The promise is, I will not fail you nor forsake you. What a word. Therefore, when the wind is in your face, when the pain of going on is intense, when the price of going on is great, when the hiss of the serpent is in your ear, and the Trojan horse, as it were, within you would throw open the gates of your heart to the enemy, run with perseverance, looking unto Jesus, the author, the finisher, the rewarder of his faithful people. May God make us faithful through life unto death, and help us to run with Christ in view and with eternity's values stamped upon our souls. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. In just a moment the meeting will be over. It will be, as Dr. Barrett announced, just a few minutes between this service and the communion service to follow. If you're not saved this morning, I'd invite you not to leave without Christ. You can be saved and will be saved as soon as you call on the name of the Lord and ask him to save you. Can it be as simple as that? Thank God, the way of holiness is so plain that the wayfaring man, though a fool, shall not err therein. Come to the Savior. I'm here as your servant for Christ's sake. I invite you to remain as the others leave. Let me open the book of God with you. Point you to Christ. If you'd like some gospel literature, I'd be glad to give you that. Don't leave without the Savior. If you're in this meeting today and you're a Christian, you've been running with faltering steps, look unto Jesus. Look to Him for forgiveness, for restoration, for grace, for help, for strength. Look to Him to bring you through. If I can help you, I invite you to have a word with me, and I'll be glad to talk with you. Father in heaven, bless Thy word. O God, show us more of Christ. Help us to look unto Jesus, to who He is. Thank God, He is God manifested in the flesh. Jehovah, our Savior. O Lord, help us to look to who He is. Help us to look, O Lord, to what He is, the author and finisher of our faith. Help us to look, O God, to what He did, enduring the cross and despising the shame to save our souls. Help us, Lord, to see how and why He did it, and then to fix our gaze upon where He is and rejoice in His word that where I am, there ye may be also. Lord, help us today to run with patience the race that is set before us. Remember those who have never even started on this race. Remember those who are running a different course to a different destination, to a different eternal result. O God, our Father, have mercy on the lost and save them today. We pray that Thou wilt get men off the road that leads to a lost eternity, on the road that goes inevitably to glory. Lord, do this work, we pray. And, O God, in all things to Thee, we shall give the praise and the honor and the glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.